I'm Brian Bull with National Native News. As Kamala Harris prepares to accept her party's presidential nomination, Native people at the DNC urge the next administration to honor the government's obligations with tribes. And an investigative public radio program looks at a controversial adoption case. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Vice President Kamala Harris will officially accept her party's nomination for president at the Democratic National Convention Thursday night in Chicago. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz formally accepted his nomination for vice president Wednesday. As National Native News anchor Antonia Gonzalez reports, Native Americans at the DNC say it's important for the next administration to keep the federal government's trust and treaty obligations. And insert Antonia's rap here, coming out of the out cue. 3, 2, 1. A new episode of the public radio program Reveal explores the controversial adoption of a Northern Cheyenne child by a wealthy white family in Utah. Co-reporter Bernice Yearn says the saga started in 2017 when David Levitt, the politically connected brother of Utah's former governor Mike Levitt, traveled to the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in Montana. A Native woman with connections to his wife's family was struggling and had a young child. Levitt thought he could help through adoption. Insert B Yearn 01 cut here. The act is intended to keep Native families together, but relatives say after the mother was arrested and the child put in the care of the BIA, Levitts became a temporary guardian. Weeks later, the Levitts adopted the child against the wishes of the biological father and other Native relatives. Insert B Yearn 02 cut here, and coming out of it. The Reveal episode drops this Saturday. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, hosting from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.